The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. This, of course, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. It has already been a long day for me. I came in the studio running, panting, all sweaty up and say, Aaron, I reach, man. We got to start now. Then all of a sudden, Kermit started to play the music and said, oh, I guess we start now. Today, we're going to talk about mining. Mining. I say we need a mining industry in the Bahamas. But when I said that on Facebook, people say, what would we be minding? Would we be minding our own business? I say, we could do that. We could make money off that. So that's one of the topics I want to talk about, besides talking about Minnis, because Minnis is hot news right now. It's a hot potato, and I want to flesh out his letter to the nation, I think it should be. But I want to talk about that after the break. But this mining, in proposed mining legislature, few people even know that a document is being proposed to enact some laws for the future of the Bahamas. And I want to hash that out because it went over and so many people's heads. I said, let me remind them about what is happening. So we can have frank and candid discussions with that in the future, especially when they start proposing the law itself. So that's what the beginning of our conversation. I'm only going to have two topics today that I'm going to hash out. Mine, I have three. But only these two topics I think I'll have time and make time for the day. So if you want to call it in today to talk about mining our resources, and what does that mean? What resources? You know, when I was younger, Aaron, I was told that the Bahamas have no natural resources. I mean, seriously, or for BJC, and maybe perhaps BGCSE. I think BGCSE, I knew about sand. But definitely for BJC, learning that, I was told that we do not have any natural resources besides conch and fish.
You ever read
Yeah, parts of it.
You had a part where they say confuse the enemy?
We're the enemy, or we are the one who could do the confusion?
I'm not sure, but I just know there's some confusing of the enemy going on.
Yeah, but it's good to know that we do have natural resources. Now, it seems as if we don't own it, or we don't have access to it, or we do not have the capability, technology, experience to take advantage of it. But definitely there's a need for us to benefit from it some more.
But right? We're already benefiting from it.
Some more.
You live in, right?
Some.
You live in, I live in.
I really benefiting. I mean, some more. They build some hospitals and some schools. Have some money in our pockets. Some more.
Oh, that's what you meant by benefiting.
Some more.
You know, because we're
getting taxes.
We benefit from the trees. But, you know, we benefit from the trees because they clean the air.
Yes.
It's less to do about putting money in my pocket, but the clean air that I breathe. We were voted the cleanest atmosphere, environment, or air quality for 2024, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
It's because of what? The ocean, the trees that we have?
See, this is it, right? Like, this is it right here. I'm so glad you asked a question like that. We're not quite sure.
You're not quite sure.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows how the resources work together to create the environment that we enjoy. And so while we're having this conversation about what the natural resources are and how we could benefit from it more, we don't even know how it works. What if in our attempt to benefit from it, we exploit it to the point where we destroy it?
What about those YouTube PhDs? You know, when you get your PhD from YouTube and you know everything about the environment and how it impacted and the science of it, and you say, okay, write a paper. To explain it to us, create a YouTube channel to explain it to us. You say, well, you're not that in depth in it, but you want critique, and then you critique people who have 3, 4, 5 degrees in it and been studying it for a while, and they say, well, this is what we concluded with. Yeah, that's course construction. But anyway, let's go read about mining. Get that article up before we allow the callers to call in so they can have something to respond to.
All right, so I found this article on ZNS's website, April the 2nd. In fact, I think it's one of the only pieces I found, articles I found, but it's very extensive, Mr. Nuri. It's a really good read. If people are interested, the title of the article is Prime Minister Says a New Department of Mining Will Be Established. ZNS.
Stick up in there, I want you to say it again so it'll be him and people understand what is happening. What our Prime Minister is saying?
Prime Minister says a new Department of Mining will be established. This is the headline, ZNS, 2nd of April, 2025. Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, the Honorable Philip Davis, said in the House of Assembly that the mining bill, before being debated that day, quote, prevents the establishment of exploitative mining in the Bahamas, close quotes. Quote, there is considerable and justifiable public interest in both the development and protection of our nation's natural resources. Quote, Bahamians want and deserve assurances that any mining operations in this country, whether led by foreign or domestic investors, will be of significant benefit to the citizens of the Bahamas while taking every precaution to safeguard our environment and our communities.
Stop right there. So we acknowledge that there's mining happening to the Bahamas. And now our Prime Minister, for whatever reason, is saying that his government is now going to bring about some new laws to manage, to govern, to oversee the existing industry. And he mentioned local, as purposely said.
Local investors.
And he mentioned international investors.
Foreign investors.
Foreign investors. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, you're saying something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to ask you a question. The cutting down of hills for limestone.
I guess that's mining.
That's mining, right?
Not necessarily, because.
But I think it is.
No, let me show you the difference. If I was cutting down the hill for what you call it, curry? Uh-huh. What's the right correct name for that?
Quarry.
Quarrying.
Quarry rock.
Yeah, rock. Yeah. Right. I'll be mining.
That's mining.
Yes, I would say to you, they're not mining for quarry rock. They're just cutting down the hill.
Oh no, they mine.
And then subsequently. They use the quarry rock as an extra benefit. And give me an example of that. We lease land in Grand Bahama. They have mined or expanded the ocean or the dock, whatever it is. And the land that we leased is no longer there. Right? The space is there. But we leased the land. But the land has gone. Right? I'm not sure if there's any compensation for
what
the land.
What do you mean the land is gone?
Because...
You mean there's water in the space now?
No, there's water in the space.
But there's land underneath it.
Yeah, but what happened to the land on top of the
It doesn't matter. All is one land.
No, I want my land back.
I mean, I'm not arguing with that part.
I want my land back.
But land is still there. It's not like the space, it's not like the thing that you leased to us is gone now, so we don't have to pay you to be here. It's not like that.
I didn't lease underwater land.
Okay.
I leased on top of the water land.
Two things. An island is... land surrounded by water, but the land is attached to the earth under the seabed. It's attached, right? So all of it, we still own it. We only lease it. But now we need you to compensate or restore the site to its original condition. But before we go on, the point that you make, that they clear in the land and then subsequently they sell the quarry that they've cleared. Mm-hmm. I argue in the opposite. I can leave it at that. However, Bahamians have been experiencing this for a long time. This thing I'm about to tell you, and I wonder if it is one of the issues the government intends to resolve.
Give me where you find the article again so make sure people can follow us.
All right, the name of the article, the title, Prime Minister Says a New Department of Mining Will Be Established. This was Ness website. The date on the article is the 2nd of April, 2025.
Yes.
Top of the month.
I mentioned before, no one seemed to know that this was happening. So this is one of the reasons why I say, Aaron, we must talk about it again, because it just went over a lot of Bahamians' head.
Okay, so let me tell you this thing that has been happening in the Bahamas for decades. Maybe it's a New Providence thing and not necessarily a Family Island thing. Mm-hmm. When you build in your house... Okay. The contractors say, well, we need somebody to come in and take all this rock out of here, miss, because then you ain't gonna have no grass. You ain't gonna be able to grow no grass. We need to get rid of this rock. Mm-hmm. So you pay him to remove the rock.
Yes.
And then he goes and he sells, after you pay him to remove it, he goes and he sells it to somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who owns the rock that was moved? Because it came off my property. But I pay him to remove the rock. Now, I wasn't mining for the rock. I was making space for my property.
He's mining.
It's of the subsequent. And now he took my waste, you know, my garbage.
No,
it's objective. Don't worry about it. Don't argue with that part because we got to go back to the article. He took my garbage because I said, boy, I need this to be moved. And he made it into a mining industry. He said, man, he just don't know what I just got. And now I can sell this. But that's a byproduct of the initial thing. But let's go back to the article.
All right, just a quick text. Text says, hey, good day. Something is on fire in the Fox Hill region. Call the fire engine 919. Okay. Call them, please. Mm-hmm. Please call them 919. The concerns that there is a fire burning in Fox Hill.
Good. Let's go back to the article there. I have a number of callers who weren't aware that this was happening. So I want to read it in so they can absorb it and appreciate what we are trying to do.
The Prime Minister continued, concerns about mining are not unreasonable. Close quotes. Davis noted that the delicate waters and the nation's reliance on marine resources required the prioritizing of the protection of local communities and the environment. He added that there were both moral and pragmatic reasons to require that any mining activities adhere to stringent and rigorous standards.
Question. Did he mention that we have laws already and we add onto it, or we create new laws that does not exist?
Well, the headline says a new Department of Mining.
So it's a department. Someone to oversee. Okay.
Well, no, it's the new part.
Okay.
Right? Why did the writer put the word new before department? Because you had an old one and now you're creating a new one? Because if you just say, Prime Minister says a Department of Mining will be established. So to your point, I think this indicates that there were protocols in place before the decision to establish a new mining department.
Koala, give us some time. We can finish this article right now. Give us some time, Koala. Go ahead.
All right. He added that there were both moral and pragmatic reasons to require that any mining activities adhere to stringent and rigorous standards. Quote, I'm not directly and indirectly rely on our natural environment. That's tourism.
That's tourism.
The number one industry and the chief export. Because we export.
We export services. But our services.
We don't export the services. The services are served in the Bahamas. Everything takes place in the Bahamas. This is a bunch of gobbledygook.
Let me give you an example.
Let
me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Our environment or our fishing industry depends on the environment.
Yes.
See? I can expand it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yes. Continue reading.
Tourism relies on it as well. Yeah, but I just saying this whole idea that
I just explain export.
No. I know that lobster and seafood is an export.
Yeah.
My specific point is that, and it leads to this question. Did we elect people to govern an independent sovereign Bahamas, or did we elect people to govern a protectorate, a territory of some larger country or larger economic concept? Because tourism is an export. Everything that takes place with tourism, we provide it, except for the food, but we provide the labor of getting the food where it needs to be and cooking it. Everything takes place in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a clear indicator of mediocrity and failure.
Continue reading that article there.
Here we go. Prime Minister Davis stressed that it must be ensured that development benefits Bahamians first and foremost. He goes on to say it is our responsibility to ensure that local communities are part of the decision-making process when these decisions will greatly affect them. So they're going to be a part of all of the decision, right? Because all of the decisions affect us, not just when it affects us. Because you can't say that this will affect the environment and then say, but it may not affect you.
I think this is important.
Yeah.
And I understand your commentary. However, I think external forces now governs our, in quotes, mining industry. We just happen to receive funds from it, but the operation itself is done externally. And I think now, the purpose of this is to say, hey, we're going to have a department whose job it is to manage you all So if any environmental fallout, you go to that department directly and they manage you all. But perhaps we're going to have an intimate, direct interaction with mining in the future. Perhaps. You can hope. Is you looking at me, right? I mean, you can hope that that's going to happen. Because we ain't getting that much money. Remember they're going to say they're going to increase it to how much money we're going to receive from mining? But go ahead, that's for sand. I talk about the aragonite thing. Or we don't dig for aragonite no more, right? Only sand.
Aragonite is a type of sand.
I understand. But we don't export aragonite. We export sand.
Why would we not be exporting aragonite?
I'm just saying, it's subjective. I hear you. But I think we only export sand and then the people. Remember I said about the mining of the curry or the quarry? And not, I didn't necessarily was digging for quarry. It just happens that a person who dig it for me sold my waste as quarry. The people who is digging for sand is not necessarily digging for aragonite. They just find that aragonite is in the sand and they happen to sell.
I can change my life from
aragonite.
Listen.
Let's pause for this call.
St. Barnabas, just pray for me, please, because I about to change my life.
Let's embrace this
caller
and we go back. Mark where you stop so we can go continue reading that.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry for intervening in your conversation, but when it comes to the environment and chemical constituents and stuff like that, I get very upset because you know, I don't want to make any changes. I would just like to expose the degree of imbecility and the lack of city ordinances and to show that we are still in the dark ages as we relate to environmentalism. We're hearing the word environmentalism, but there's no activism. And so here's what I have a problem with. The other day, there was a concern about the, remember when the fire came from the dump somewhere and they said the place where you go and dump the vehicles, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when I used to ship the vehicles, then what had happened was, or any part, they would mandate that even, let's say, a transmission or a motor or whatever, you had to drain all of those oils out of that before that even went on the pallet, okay? And so even as I was jogging the bridge the other morning, Sunday morning, I think, there's a large cargo ship that is about 7/8 submerged in the, I was taking a view, it was still dark, and I said, boy, the harbor look clean, I don't see any plastics, I don't see anything. And it looks great, that kind of panoramic view at 6 and 5 in the morning, right? And so mm-hmm. What I noticed was this ship is that 7/8 submerged and how long they sit at Port of Ski, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one goes to them and tell them, empty the gasoline, the diesel, or the oil out of the ship before they become submerged. So what do you think happens to that oil as it is?
Slowly leaks into the water, poisoning the water and everything in it. It slowly leaks into the water, poisoning the water and everything in it.
See, excuse how fast I talk, but I'm vexed because, you know, I'm sickened about healthcare and, you know, healthcare and environmentalism, they interface with one another. So mm-hmm. To talk with one and don't talk with the other is BS for somebody like me. I'm very sorry, okay? Now, for me, what I'm saying is, we look at anthropogenic activity, right? And then we look at the fish. So you're saying the barracuda poisoned me, but then you poisoned it earlier. So we are facing a losing battle. And because of capitalism, that is the greatest ism because it's a minority that's inflicting harm on. It's a minority inflicting harm on the majority, and then most imbeciles. The lady was on about healthcare and all that this morning. I don't hear them implementing people ride bicycles. You know, back in the days, Aaron, I'm 60 years old, bike-a-thon, so to get people okay. Involved. And then you up in first world countries, you have millionaires riding bicycles.
Okay.
But people look at you like you're an imbecile if you're on a bicycle, and they can't even. It's ridiculous. I mean, I just like to expose the power.
I appreciate
all
what
of
you
these.
Do.
Ideas.
Thanks again.
Environmentalism, climate change. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ, Aaron. Me and you breathe all carbon dioxide. You cannot see the construct behind that. Give thanks, man. It's useless.
Yeah, I wonder if I could read this text. Right, I can read it now. Text come out and say you can assure that someone next to the PM has an interest in doing something, and there was something in quotes that the public will not hear about, and the PM is making sure. There are impediments to that effort. He made a misstep with the elusive Bahamas mooring deal. My premise had nothing to do with the mooring deal. Stop that.
The buck stops with him.
Okay. Minnis did something similar with antiquities and environment when he was removing the impediments to approving the Oban deal. I don't remember what the Oban deal is about.
Speaking about Minnis. Mm-hmm. You noted, I don't know if you got a chance to read the full article, because it's like a page, almost 2 pages of type, size 10 font, right?
Yeah.
I don't recall seeing reference to the Minister for the Environment, Vaughan Miller, a natural resource. I recall seeing, but which is funny because last week, Mitchell emphatically, he emphasized that he don't know what the constituency team talking about because they getting Miller. They ain't put nobody else there. But why didn't you put him here in this article?
Once upon a time when we spoke about natural resources and the benefits of natural resources, everyone automatically turned to Vaughan Miller. Vaughan Miller is no longer in that conversation anymore.
But he's...
I know, I hear you.
Hold on, but saying, he's the minister...
Yeah, he has
the title.
He's the
minister responsible.
Yeah, he has a title.
For.
Yeah, all of that. But he's no longer included in the conversation about that.
So you're telling me Davis is just like Minnis? He pull a Ferreira on Miller?
I ain't gonna say that out loud. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, good afternoon. You guys, how y'all doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, man. When it comes to that natural, I mean, what I said, and I listened to you read that statement, Ms. Green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I get is from is that this prime minister now have the audacity to be using natural resources, right, in the same voice as benefiting the Bahamian people, right? I'm trying to figure out that, right, because these are the same people who always knew about the natural resources. They just didn't just know about it right now. These people in their 70s, they always knew about these things, but always wanted, in my view, an opportunity to manipulate them and control them, right? Because the sovereign wealth fund, like the good prime minister is suggesting that these things, this department, is being put in place to benefit the Bahamian people, right? They always use that title and they use it so loosely, the benefit of the Bahamian people. And then when they... But it's not the populace would benefit. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Thanks very much, Carla. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You. I just know great Miss Giggles, who won, I think, Comedian of the Year or Media Personality of the Year. Miss Giggles, the comedian?
Yeah, comedian.
Because that's the first person who I ever hear say confused enemy. Child, you got a confused enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to say that maybe that's what we've been seeing a touch of. I could continue reading, sir. Prime Minister Davis pointed out that in driving the introduction of a national mining policy, his government sought and received input from, quote, major environmental stakeholders, close quotes. He could have added the names of those major environmental stakeholders, but he didn't.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently left them out?
I mean, definitely left them out. I don't know conveniently. I don't know none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could have just followed that whole sentence with a list of some of them.
Or I'd say in the Bahamas, these are the people who are currently mining in our jurisdiction.
No. Major environmental stakeholders. But secondary to that point, also list the entities that are currently licensed to mine.
Or list the type of mining industries that we do have now.
Or that are in operation right now.
Yes.
I is agreeing with that. He added that his government had productive conversations with a variety of experts regarding best practices when it came to protecting marine and land resources. I would like to take that phrase to the bank and see how much money I could get for it. Again, he had productive conversations with a variety of experts regarding best practices when it came to protecting marine and land resources. What Shakespeare did say, something great fury leading to nothing, one of them Shakespeare quote, and prohibiting unregulated mining within Bahamian borders. Quote, our policies seek to balance sustainability of new resource development paths.
Are there any unregulated mining in the Bahamas?
Yes, of course. There's plenty unregulated mining, plenty cutting down a rock unregulated.
Do you think any of them are being done by foreigners? Because I have more problem with that. See, man, I'm mad, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if Bahamians do an unregulated mining, we could police them.
Yeah.
But if foreigners come all the way to the Bahamas.
I feel you. Yeah. Don't mind my face, because, yeah. I mean, I say it all the time.
Especially inside in our marine environment.
I can let a Bahamian cuss me before I let a foreigner cuss me.
Yeah, I get vexed.
Okay, let's continue. Prime Minister Davis stated, quote, to enact administrative to enact, administrate, and enforce the laws and policies. A new Department of Mining will be established. Close quotes. Quote, and strict conditions for approval of any mining activities will be introduced. Any entity which comes forward with the intention of setting up a mining operation must demonstrate their capacity to use those resources efficiently, as well as their financial and technical capacity has to be demonstrated. Full stop. See, I have not heard the mention of drone technology once, because how are you going to enforce, right? Like, how are you going to enforce? Is this another, are you just creating another tax collection mechanism?
That's a good question.
Right, because
it's because the problem of law enforcement. How will, like, you know, like when the foreign law enforcement agencies are doing operations in the Bahamas, there has to be a Bahamian on board or involved. You wonder on those sand operation in our ocean, in our water space,
and in terrestrial.
Yes, are there any Bahamians whose job it is to police the area, the space, and say, hey, you're going too far here. I got to call my government and tell them, you just dredge right here, and that right there is problematic. Mm-hmm. Who works on our behalf? Does anything like that exist?
Yep. These are the questions, and I don't know, and I wish that we had more information from this article. Mind you, it's a very long article, and we are still reading. Prime Minister said that the mining bill ensured that Bahamians can play key roles in these operations. He said, quote, any mining enterprise must also demonstrate how local plant animal life will be preserved. To preserve our supply of fresh water, they must provide information on the impact of the surrounding bodies of water and on the water table. They must also show how surrounding land will be affected and outline the risk of pollution to the local environment. These criteria must be met before any kind of right or license is granted. Close quotes. I put my head on the wall, Mr. Newry. A memory came back to me.
Someone building a hotel?
No, someone launching rockets and landing them in Bahamian waters.
That's not mining. Is that mining?
It's not mining, but it's a similar situation. I mean, I just had a flashback.
You know, the other day we had a plant of mangroves exercise. Right, a national planted of mangroves.
Yeah.
And then within that same week, we had a hotel who were digging up mangroves to create space for their hotel. Would you consider that mining? Because they dredging and digging the area? Or are they just preparing the land and that's not considered mining anymore?
If I were prime minister, it would be considered a criminal act. But I am not prime minister, and so I don't get to make those decisions.
Is there a finish reading?
But what it is irony, because it's the mangroves that are going to protect your investment from major storms and natural catastrophes, but you decided to pull them out. It is our conundrum, you know. It's our conundrum to deal with tourism as the leading income generator in the country. Are we going to tear down the mangroves to build hotels that will be destroyed by hurricanes because we tore down the mangroves? I continue reading from the article. Prime Minister says a new Department of Mining will be established 2nd of April 2025, posted on the ZNS website. Prime Minister Davis added, quote, any eligible Bahamian citizen or legal entity must also go through a lengthy and comprehensive application process to demonstrate their capacity and intention to satisfy strict standards, close quotes.
I'm glad you're including us.
Remember the oil spill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the accident and then the contamination.
Or the Andrus oil spill.
No, that one was on land, eh? The Andrus one.
Yeah, yeah.
The Exuma one was with the boat.
My point is we had a number of oil spills and just gone quiet. I don't know who cleaned it up. If they compensated, was there any fines?
Last week or the week before, I reported on a story that was posted on the anniversary of the event about a boat, I think it may be in the Abacos, that disabled, stranded, nobody's moved it yet.
Mm-hmm.
The government hasn't acted, or if they have acted, they haven't used the full force of the law available to them to act. And the boat's still in the water over a year later, just sitting, chilling.
Let the callers come in and engage us, and we'll continue. We still need to talk about minister. I have that for the last 15 minutes, because we may have to stop and bring this up again.
Long live the chief.
Yes, long live the chief. Let's go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Good afternoon or good morning, Aaron and Mr. Neri.
Morning, morning.
In reference to clean air and also trees, right? You were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, Aaron, have you driven by the baseball stadium?
I try not to, but yeah, I've been once or twice in the last couple of weeks.
They cut down a lot of trees there.
They cut down all the trees there.
It was like last week, Amari, were mentioning like this new department that they're going to be putting in place for persons who own property, that they can't play it on their property until they go and select trees, with particular trees, they have to leave on that property.
As a new program?
Yeah. I thought you know that.
I mean, where did you see it? Where did you read it?
No, that was on the news.
It was on the TV news?
On I heard it on the airwaves.
Okay, go ahead, Colin.
What's ironic, right? Talking about clean air. In the back of government high school, you got thousands of the cedar trees, okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And even like, they take a excavator and they run through everything. It's still a couple more trees, right? They knock it down over 1,000 trees, man.
Mm.
And talking about clean air, you know, clean air, so the best thing clean in the air on here. And see the trees, you know.
It seems like an oxymoron. Yes,
see the trees.
There's some morons about.
Pure oxygen to come off of them, okay? We got
thank
the dumb
you,
down there, would be burning, you know, and the fumes off of that. It emanates, when darkness falls, there's a host. It's just smoky. As a smoky odor, and basically, hey, asthmatic, and it messed me right up.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But on another note, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
do you know that we have a waiver free of our visa to America, the Bahamas, and about
what do you mean waiver free?
What do you mean?
I'm asking you. What you mean?
No visa. What the whole plan is to do the biometric. You are our register online. They will, once you register online, you won't even need a passport. You walk into the airport, biometric.
I mean, you had me right until you said you won't need a passport, but...
You will not need your passport to go to on the plane or to go through, when you're going to get your ticket or to show you have a passport to go on
the
plane.
Even the people who use Global Pre-Check need to have a passport.
No. This is something new happened like yesterday, day before yesterday. In America.
What we'll do is we'll research it and bring it back up, and so we can have an exchange, a better exchange.
Yeah, but they it's only about 7 or 8 Caribbean countries, but they take the Bahamas, Jamaica, Barbados, TNT, Saint Lucia, and another one or two, right? But if they're going to biometric, it's going to be central kind of travel. You know that, right?
Why?
Because
the
system is going to be tighter. And the passport, even in America, the passport, like so many people have fortunate passports and stuff. That's why they're doing it.
Okay.
And the same thing is going to happen here, man. Something being like it. But
thank you very much, Carl. I appreciate it.
I'm going to ask if anyone is listening from the U.S. Embassy to please send us a formal note. I'll ask people I know. As I did a quick search, and I didn't see anything suggesting that, but...
Let me squeeze this call.
You know, okay, but you know how hard it'd be to travel if you can't charge up your little RFID chip in your hand?
Okay, go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Aaron, what you do is give me the title on where I can find this article again as we transition.
Yeah. Prime Minister says a new Department of Mining will be established, ZNS Web, on the 2nd of April, 2025.
Just in case you want to read up more on it, we'll try to bring it up again. Because there's some interesting news on that. But we're about to transition again. Let me get these callers, and we're going to take a commercial break after the callers, and then we'll come back and talk about the chief. Okay, go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Aaron.
Morning.
Morning. Listen, I just wanted to chime in just that the last caller. That is a very interesting thing he said just now. I haven't heard anything about it either, and it'd be interesting to find out if that is an article for us to read. I mean, if the premise is that they are trying to curb a lot of the fraudulent documents that's out there, but these persons' names are in the system, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Because basically now all these persons who got the fraudulent documents and their names are in the system, how are they now going to siphon these people out of the system and bring them to justice if they have fraudulent documents. That's the part that escapes me, but it's kind of interesting. I would love to see that document so I could have first-hand knowledge or second-hand knowledge myself. Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
See, Alan Johnson here. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
The program you're talking about is called the Traveler Verification Service, the TVS. That is used by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. I think it took effect about a week ago or so.
Okay, say it again, Travel.
It's Traveler Verification Service, TVS. They basically use facial biometric comparison technology that basically compare your live facial features with the photo in your travel documents to verify your identity.
Okay, pause. But you have to have a travel document?
Yes.
The previous caller suggested that you don't need a passport.
No, we're not. People talk about the world moving towards that, but eventually we may, as AI and other things picks up. But we are moving into digital reality in the world as it is.
Yeah, I don't like... Okay, because here's my thing. Imagine we move to a place where you get an RFID chip implanted in your hand, which some people are doing across the globe now, right?
Yeah, but that shit is antiquated now. We're in a whole new dispensation.
Not here in the Bahamas, though. See, that's the point I'm making. First of all,
okay.
Not here in the Bahamas. Remember the Sawyer Boy skit? And on the real story, when the people them hack ZNS computers? And right. Kalika say, Shirley! They hacked the beige computers, and she bursts out laughing. That's where we are.
But I'm just going to interject. But one of the things is that people hear me talk about the Bahamas being a data economy, and believe it or not, the Bahamas is one of the few. I would argue the only place in the world that can actually take control of individuals' data around the world and control how it's used, collected, and stored, and including these information. But
why are we one of the only?
Because we provide we provide constitutional privacy and constitutional sovereignty.
Anybody tell the U.S. that?
Big Ben?
Anybody told the U.S. that?
Yeah, what happens is these are part of what's called international agreements. But what it is when you, not just for the Bahamas, but when you begin to do kind of like other countries did, like Estonia and other places where they get digital citizenship. What it does, it allows you, for those people who collect and monetize your data, you'll be able to participate in the monetization by basically owning your data by utilizing it and the whole aspect of it. But like you say, we might be a decade or two away, even though we've been digitally prepared for this for 50 years, we may not understand what it is right now. But I wanted to talk to you about the mining, right?
I'm so sorry, AC Allen. We out of time.
Actually, we're on a commercial break.
Yeah, we out of time. We got to go to a break.
Yeah. And we'll always call back on the next side. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We still want to pivot a little bit and talk about the headline, Minutes Fires Back. And what does that mean for the Free National Movement? I find that conversation entertaining. But we'll be back. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is joining me. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Spring is in the air, and so are the rewards. The Water and Sewage Corporation wants to thank you for staying on top of your bills. When you pay your bill in full, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three Easter baskets filled with exciting surprises. For your due date, complete the entry form, and you'll be entered to win. Visit our social media pages for details. Hop to it and win with the Water and Sewage Corporation. Hurry, offer ends April 17th.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats: 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
For a little old thing, little boys bang bang, long little cheek. Fighting over rain, won't be the game, but long little cheek. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane, long little cheek. Cockroaches in the rack, hand-me-downs with the patches. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laughing. Now they say your dinner while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either lead, follow, make a move, it will make my day. Got a 100-year.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Mr. Newry, I asked Kermit to play that song. You know why? Because this boy is a Bahamian. He say, you guys, what, fish cut bait or get out the boat? Mm-hmm. Even Judina know that. He say, long live the chief. So
and it's a Bahamian saying.
Yeah.
Normal life. If you're not prepared to fish or cut bait,
get out the boat.
You have to come out the boat.
And I mean, and so this is an African living in America, sharing a similar sentiment, right, in his own lyrics. Yesterday, a statement was released by the Honorable Dr. Hubert A. Minnis, former Prime Minister of the Bahamas and Member of Parliament for Killarney, said for immediate release. Whenever they say that, that means important, Newry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the statement from the minister directly. In public life, there are moments when one must speak not only as a political figure, but as a servant of the people and a steward of principle. As a proud son of the Free National Movement, I have always stood firmly on the founding principles of our great party, the same ideals championed by Sir Cecil Wallace Whitfield. Freedom, fairness, and these values have guided my every decision, every policy, and every act of service. Last week, I watched, as many Bahamians did, a press conference in which it was publicly announced that I would not be nominated as the Free National Movement's candidate for Killarney in the upcoming general election. The manner of this announcement was unexpected and the process deeply unfortunate. For nearly two decades, I have given my all to the people of Killarney and to the nation. As Prime Minister, I carried the weight of unprecedented national crises, from hurricane to pandemic, and made decisions with one goal in mind, to protect and uplift the Bahamian people, particularly the most vulnerable among us, our working families and our youth. Okay, I just have to stick a pin. You think the working families are the most vulnerable among us, sir? I just want to say that that actually aligns policies. I see your thinking.
Continue to read.
I see your thinking, sir. Here we go. And made decisions with one goal in mind, to protect and uplift the Bahamian people, particularly the most vulnerable among us, our working families and our youth. While I am heartened to see individuals whom I mentored and supported now preparing for national leadership, I must express with clarity and conviction that I do not support the manner in which this decision was taken. The attempt to forcibly end my service to the people of Killarney does not reflect the democratic traditions upon which our party was built, nor does it honor the spirit of respect and respect and consultation that should define our internal processes. Let me be clear. I'm a member of the Free National Movement. I believe in its founding mission, and I believe in the promise it held for our country. And I also believe that a constitution, whether of a party or a nation, must be followed, not selectively administered.
Don't laugh.
That's me not saying anything. Mm-hmm. When party leadership departs from the Constitution for convenience, it erodes the trust not only of its members, but of the public at large. If those seeking to lead cannot uphold their own party's constitution, how can they be entrusted to protect and administer the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? You think he teeth that from me?
Perhaps.
You think maybe he heard me say that before?
But he's not using it well, though.
Because I never heard him say it before. Yeah. I just...
We'll know they are Christians by their love.
When party leadership departs from the Constitution, I've always taken seriously my duty to Killarney. That work is not yet complete. I've heard from my constituents. Their encouragement, their support, and their desire for continued representation has been overwhelming. In the coming days, I will continue to consult with them as I consider the road ahead. This moment is bigger than me. It is about the kind of politics we wish to practice and the kind of country we hope to build. I remain guided by conscience, by principle, and by an unshakable commitment to the people of this nation. The Bahamas deserves leadership that listens, that respects, and that serves without fear, without favor, and without fail. May God continue to bless our people and our beloved country, the Honorable Dr. Hubert A. Minnis, Member of Parliament for Killarney, former Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
Okay, we just want to put that on the record. It seems that the FNM continues to be embattled. It reminds me of the election where Minnis were elected in, mm-hmm. when there was a split in the party for a while, when another faction of the party took over because they believe the leadership of the former prime minister was inept,
mm-hmm.
right? And they've been battled for a while. People are making fun of them for a while. And people even dismissed them from ever becoming the government. Until. Before I address this, I'm going to say this, mm-hmm. ask your commentary. I believe the FNM as a party has never won a general election. That's my the thesis.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Free National Movement Party has never won a general election in the Bahamas.
Okay.
I think the Progressive Liberal Party won all elections so far.
Okay.
Or lost all the elections so far.
Okay, I was going in a totally different direction with that. I'm so glad that you pointed out where you were going.
Let me give you an example. Three times, mm-hmm. one, two, three, four times, the FNM became the government. All had one factor in it. The first factor, who is an entity amongst by himself, would be a Hubert Ingram. I think that he created a team, whatever it is, and by his lead or his charisma. Let's call it Riz. His Riz.
No, no.
No, you don't want to call it Riz?
No. Let the young people have their word.
I'm young.
Not young enough.
I'm younger than you.
You're not young enough. Let the young people. I refuse.
So let me see Riz.
To
charisma. His charisma. You. His charisma allowed him to win the two straight. And he abdicated. And then they lost. He then returned. His charisma allowed him to win that election. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was defeated by a Perry Christie who had his own charisma, not Riz, right?
Yeah, because neither of them have Riz.
Then they had nobody for the party for a bit and they elected Hubert Minnis to mm-hmm. assist them. The former chairman, the late Maynard, Charles Maynard, said repeatedly that Minnis is the leader of the FNM for now. And he keep on, when a news reporter asks him, what do you mean by that? He said, no, he's just there for now. As if he was some kind of temporary.
You think Maynard thought it was going to be him?
I don't know.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. At that point, at a point in time, the FNM party was entertainment for the Bahamian people until there was the return, again, of a Hubert.
Alexander.
Ingram. And they said, what do you mean by return? He came on the rally stage and there was an excitement. Apparently, and those who swear they weren't going to vote for whatever reason, because the party was split up, return home based on the endorsement of that who seemed to have won all of the election.
That's why I tell Monsanto, don't send no more Hubert Alexander seeds to the Bahamas.
Agree. Don't send them on. I believe, mistakenly, that the second Hubert Alexander, Minnis, believed that he won the election of his talent and skill, and I don't think that's necessarily so. And this is why he drastically lost election right afterwards, because the person with the, you say not to use the word Riz, the charisma
mm-hmm.
was vacuumed.
Because let's make this point. None of them have Riz. Maybe when they were young men.
Yeah.
None of them have Riz they have today.
Gravatar.
Not anymore. None of them. None.
You ever see Perry Christie come in the room and people get excited?
Not anymore.
Women start crying.
Everything cool.
Yeah.
Everything cool. There was a day.
I everything cool now. My question to you now, with that explanation, who owns, and see the key word there? I'm flippantly using that word. Who owns the Killarney seat? And can someone own the Killarney seat? Claim it. I claim this in the name.
I mean, yeah, if it's a plantation, I mean, that makes sense. But as long as I put plantation in the sentence, that makes sense. Who owns the Killarney seat? The people of Killarney own the seat.
And who owns the party, a political party, in terms of sending a standard bearer?
Okay, what I'm supposed to say is the stalwart councillors, the people who make the big, heavy-hitting decisions.
Mm. Yeah. And apparently, and I see a number of the Killarney Association mentioned, we won't go by the Constitution, and the Constitution at this present time says that they don't necessarily have the last say.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever council there is, and they don't have the last say, but they need to be a part of the process. And that is now the debate, how much a part of the process they need to be, and whether the Stalwart Councils or could say, well, we are moving your standard bearer so we can have a standard bearer of the party, and then y'all could be a part of this selection.
All right, it's 11:59.
Oh, God.
Here's what I wanted to say. I think that the FNM have made a mistake by not allowing Minnis to run.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pintard in particular has made a mistake and exposes a fear that I don't think Ingram would have exposed.
But Ingram fired people on the spot, so you ain't running no more. He did that in Grand Bahama without the board and said, I tell you, you're not
running. But the question is why? The question is,
and we need to have a debate on it. Why?
The question is why was the person fired? But, right? Was you fired just for not following instructions, or which instructions? Right? And so.
But we know Minnis didn't follow no instructions. That's what you get fired for. Because they asked him to participate, and he said he didn't participate. Nothing. That's that. And they fire him, saying you're not running no more because you're not participating. The question is, both Ingram, Minnis, and now Pintard is guilty of doing the same thing.
Here's the question. Would they have made an Ingram? Would they have told an Ingram, you got to participate?
Ingram would have participated.
You think he would have?
Yeah.
No, you think he would have truly participated in the way that students should participate in a teaching session?
That's subjective.
But we know
Minnis is not participating.
See, because I
he's not coming to no meeting.
I feel away with Minnis. I wouldn't come neither because y'all like to throw shade.
Now,
but here's my thing with Minnis.
I got 20 seconds. Let's say they did allow Minnis. Let's say they did allow Minnis and he continued to do what he's doing. What should they do? That's you. Use the last minute.
Stick it out because he's a former prime minister.
And he continues to do what he's doing.
You stick it out because he's
If
you cannot deal with a Minnis, if you cannot deal with one Minnis in your party,
then
you cannot run the country. Simple. You've already failed. And that's the point. I think that it's party politics? Not just that. I like Minnis, right?
Uh-huh.
In this sort of dynamic, the thinking, I get that. But at the same time, I don't think that Minnis realized that Loretta was coming after him from 2014. Yeah, right. There's a particular moment.
Yes.
A particular article.
She made a speech on that. Yes.
No. She didn't make a speech on it. I don't think you know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
But August Emancipation Day holiday 2014, the Tuesday after the holiday, the statement in that Tribune, she said something. I look at Minnis and I was like, boss man, you can't see this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point is that I think Pintard did the FNM a disservice.
I thought he did a good job. Go ahead.
Because it makes them look weak. If you can't handle a Minnis.
But his party's now heralding him as a hero. He pinned that. Saying, but this is as strong as you ever looked. His party.
On him. And the FNM as a whole.
So when Ingram fired like people like Depuch and those because he pushed in Tommy Turnquest, was that a bad thing?
I mean, is that why he fired them? Like, this would be really, we really have to get to the very root of what went down. It'd be this.
Let's have a conversation on that, a whole show.
No, but we need the people who have the know to join the conversation.
You think they would talk, though?
Of course they're not going to talk.
Then we got to go and ask.
But I mean, it's just it broadens the indictment to the whole political class. If Pintard can't manage a Minnis, you can get rid of a former prime minister. You manage the play.
Would they?
Let him run around barefoot in Killarney.
You know, the PLP published a report that Perry Christie was the reason why the PLP lost, and he did it twice.
You know, I have a problem with letting people grade themselves.
Right? No, they got an international body, and they graded that Perry Christie was the reason why they lost the election.
I have a problem with letting people grade themselves.
Hmm. So who would grade them if you don't hire?
Who gave them the information?
The people who they hired.
The people who they hired were not here observing for the whole 5 years of the term.
They're specialists.
No, you're missing the point. The people who were hired to do the report were not here the information that was given to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying we should stop letting people grade themselves.
Yeah. Be a specialist.
And also, don't send no more Hubert Alexander seeds to the Bahamas, please.
We'll have a whole discussion on that, on what happened, transpired in the past versus what's happening now. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.